Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we're going to begin again with a Bible question. And this is certainly a Bible question because it's a question we find in the Bible. We find both the question and the answer. I'm going to give you the Bible question. See if you know the Bible answer. Now, the question has to do with this lesson about Jesus healing a blind man, giving a blind man sight. The Bible question is this. The disciples ask him, now the disciples ask Jesus, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind? That's the question. Let me read it to you again. Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind? Well, the answer is what I'm looking for. What answer did Jesus give his disciples? That's what you need to know. If you think you know what that answer is, put it in your mind or write it on a card. We'll get to that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, do you know the answer to the question? I'm going to start reading John chapter 9 and verse 1. And as he passed by, he saw a man born blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind? What answer did Jesus give? It's found in the next verse. Jesus answered, Neither did this man sin nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. You know, there's a lot of people talk about that question, and you can read a lot about that question. Why would they say, did this man sin, that he was born blind? Can one who has not yet been born be guilty of sin? Or can one sin in the womb? And I think the reason that it causes so much discussion is because they don't understand what the apostles are asking. They're asking, did this man sin, or did his parents sin that he was born blind? They did not ask, did this man sin that he was born blind? If this man became blind because of his own sin, then it would have been after he was born. And so to kind of fill this in, the question being asked is, who sinned, this man that he became blind, or his parents, that he should be born blind? And I think that's the best way to look at that question. Now, we were reading the story from John chapter 9 in our last class, and we didn't quite get through with it. Jesus indeed healed that man. He spat and made some clay and put it on his eyes and told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. And the man did wash, and he came away seeing. Now, the Pharisees did not like that because they did not believe Jesus was the Christ, and it bothered them, and so they questioned this man. Let me go back and read a little bit of what we had read. It says in verse 24 of John 9, they called him a second time, the man that was blind, and said to him, Give glory to God. We know this man is a sinner. He therefore answered, Whether he is a sinner, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. They said therefore unto him, What did he unto thee? How opened he thine eyes? He answered them, I told you, even now, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Would ye also become his disciples? And they reviled him and said, Thou art his disciple, but we're disciples of Moses. We know that God hath spoken unto Moses, but as for this man, we know not whence he is. The man answered and said unto them, Why? Herein is the marvel, that you know not whence he is, and yet he opened mine eyes. We know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God, and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, it was never heard that any one opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, Thou wast altogether born in sin, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they'd cast him out, and finding him, he said, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, And who is he, Lord, that I may believe on him? Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and he it is that speaketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. Jesus said, For judgment came I into this world, that they that see not may see, and they that see may become blind. Those of the Pharisees who were with him heard these things, and said unto them, Are we also blind? Jesus said unto them, If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now we say, We see. Your sin remaineth. Let's look at Elam's notes on this. Well, but before we get there, let me read the golden text. The golden text for this lesson is John chapter 8 and verse 12. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And then the devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson is Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 7. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delighteth, I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry, nor lift up his voice, nor cause it to be heard in the street. A bruised reed will he not break, and a dimly burning wick will he not quench. He will bring forth justice in truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged until he hath set justice in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God Jehovah, He that created the heavens and stretcheth them forth, He that spreadeth abroad the earth and that which cometh out of it, He that giveth bread to the people upon it, and the Spirit to them that walk therein, I, Jehovah, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand. I will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out of the prisons from the dungeon, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison houses. I am Jehovah, this is my name, and my glory will not I give to another, neither my praise unto graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. I read all the way down through verse 9 because I was enjoying this so much. It's Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 9. Now we're going to look at some Sunday school notes E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of February the 7th, 1926. And he has this geographical note. There was the upper spring of the waters of Gihon, which Hezekiah stopped, and brought them straight down on the west side of the city of David, 2 Chronicles 32 and verse 30. This pool, or spring, was in the Kindred Valley, and was the same as Enrogel, which means the spring of the water channel, or well of the Fuller Fount. On Enrogel, we can read about that in the Old Testament. Hezekiah made from Enrogel a rock aqueduct tunnel through the hill to Siloam, near the mouth of the Triphobian Valley. In the mouth of this valley, there's a map, and near the mouth of this valley, there is this pool. The following inscription, copied from Nelson's Bible, is interesting. The inscription was cut from the wall of the conduit which fed the pool of Siloam, and it states that the excavators began to work at the ends and meet in the middle of the tunnel, when as yet the two bodies of miners were separated by a distance of 3 cubits. They heard each other's voices. They hewed away, pickaxe against pickaxe, and the water flowed from the spring to the pool, a distance of about 1,200 cubits. This is the oldest Hebrew record of that kind extant. It was discovered by a boy wading in the conduit in the year 1880. Siloam means sent, as verse 7 states. Siloam, Sila, and Siloa are the same. Comparing that to those passages, Siloam was a large pool on the southeast of Jerusalem. Now, here's some helps and hints for the teachers. And it tells us that we must study the whole of the case. And that's the whole of John chapter 9. And so I read that whole chapter to us in the preceding class and finished in this one, that we might have the whole case before us. Opening the eyes of this blind man occurred during the Feast of Tabernacles, or in the fall, before Jesus was crucified. Other important, interesting things occurred then. Besides opening the eyes of the blind man of this lesson, Jesus opened the eyes of many others. There were two at Capernaum, another at Capernaum, and then one at Bethsaida, and two at Jericho, and others, and we know not how many. Blindness was common in that country. It is stated upon the authority of those who had visited that country and had investigated the matter that in Egypt, 1 in every 100 was blind, while in this country there was only 1 in 1,900, and that Palestine is next to Egypt in this respect. It is said to be due to the glare of the almost tropic suns and burning sands, and sometimes to lack of cleanliness. But not so many are born blind. No more are born blind than there are in other countries. The cause of human suffering should be studied, understood, and removed as far as possible. John 8:59. The Jews took up stones to cast Jesus for declarations which seemed to them blasphemy. But he hid himself and went out of the temple. Now let's look at the explanatory notes. I'll read verses 1 and 2. John 9:1-2. And as he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind? It's as he passed by he saw this blind man, not casually. He looked upon him with pity and with sympathy. Human suffering and helplessness always arouses his compassion. We know from John 9:8 that he was a beggar. He was in a hopeless and helpless condition. To be spiritually blind is worse and still more hopeless. While Jesus looked in sympathy on this human sufferer, the disciples asked that question, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind? And as we talked earlier, this is a troublesome question. Well, not to Jesus, but to men. They did not stop to consider that it was impossible for the man to have been born blind for any sins of his own. Neither did God hold him responsible or punish him for any sins of his parents. So far as accountability and responsibility for moral guilt or sins are concerned, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Son shall not bear the iniquity of the Father, neither shall the Father bear the iniquity of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. Ezekiel 18:20. We'll continue this study in our next class period.